Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Good. The gang is back together, Amy. How was your vacation? Did you go down to the beach or were you in the hotel?
No beaches. I was basically stuck in a hotel. I had bad weather. So it was like, okay, I'm just going to enjoy room service, enjoy a pool, and doing a
little
work.
Did you give everyone the silent treatment who was in your suite? Did you cry?
I was mostly alone because my boyfriend was on at a conference, and I was just tagging along for the free hotel. Yeah, so it was mostly silent treatment to no one. But I'm a little upset with these people for being so like, oh, we're stuck at this gorgeous, the gorgeous estate. Like, I've never seen people more miserable to be in such a nice location.
We forgot to bring in our guest. Hey, oh, Doug, yes. What's up? We were just about to roll into
the recap.
Doug would have sat quietly the entire time and not made a peep, and I know that for a fact.
We're giving Doug the silent treatment.
Yeah, sorry, Doug. Hey, Doug, what's up?
Not much. I am back. Thank you very much for giving me the silent treatment. It's evident you take this role very seriously.
The Rick,
method acting, as it were.
Are you Rick or Olu tonight?
I mean, probably Olu. I would aspire to be Olu. I mean, I think
based on what I've read on the internet, maybe Rick.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, okay, that's the news. I wanted to remember.
All right.
So Brandon had a deleted Instagram story of just being like, God, what happened? I don't even remember. I can't even remember. Okay, let me see if I can find it. Sorry, give me one second. I should have brought it up. Brandon deleted.
Well, Doug, you requested to be on this week. Was there a specific reason why this episode spoke to you, or were you just ready to get back on the pod?
I think mainly I was ready to get back on the pod. I'm also going on vacation next week. So I was like, oh, I want to get on this season while I'm still current and up to date or whatever.
Yes.
So then in the next couple of weeks, if I miss some episodes, I can just listen to catch up.
Strategy.
But I also once Victoria F returned, as the two of you know, mostly I like to talk about hometowns, but the only other thing I really like to talk about in Bachelor Nation is Victoria F, because she's just such a mess. So I was delighted to see her return to the beach, and it's just, I feel half of the takes I have for this whole season are just related to her. So yeah.
Nice. She's the enigma.
Yeah.
Okay. I found it. All so, right. Brandon posted, then deleted this on Instagram stories, where Roses in Reality put this tweet on their Instagram story. A tweet that says, I don't know why Serena's freaking out. Brandon was Stab Girl. If they try to make a move on him, she's literally going to go to a hotel with AC for a week and chill, with a picture of Olu and Brandon fighting teddy bears. And then Brandon writes, if they chose to not show the disgusting actions that man did next couple episodes, you better keep me off a podcast. And then he deleted it. He dirty deleted it.
Oh, I'm sure he got a call from someone on the production
side. Yeah, good point. Because it was interesting, because it was weird that they were just sending two of the guys off. And they're like, oh, Rick, yeah, we like Rick, but there's no connections with anyone. But Olu, they're like, no, see you later.
Right. And then I remember Genevieve was like, oh, I feel bad for Rick. No feeling bad for Olu.
And then it also seemed like I saw this other screenshot that it looked like Olu and Shanae were on a date, and we never saw that.
Strange.
So I'm not going to speculate.
There's a controversy with his behavior or something. And so they're just sort of scrubbing him from the episode.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to keep our eye out as the season progresses to see if anything comes
out. I want to get into, when we get to that part, discussing the strange elimination that they did on the guy's side, but they didn't do that with the women. But a couple other news stories. It's reported that Dean and Kaylin are engaged after 3 years of dating, but if they are, they're not really being announcey about it on their own platforms. The only thing I saw was that Dean was talking about, like, oh, I'll probably have proposed to her by the time this podcast airs, so the podcast that he hosts. So, but maybe he didn't. I don't know. But people are like, oh, yeah, he should be engaged by now because that podcast is out. So,
oh, that's odd. Yeah.
Wasn't like the hint to, like, that Caitlin had bought him a truck? Like something about, like, they had some reciprocal agreement where, like, if she got a rig, he was getting a truck.
I remember seeing that story too. It's like, because he was saying, like, well, she'll have to propose to me, and then they worked out some other agreement, like, she'll propose with a truck and then he'll propose with a ring.
Yeah,
he's just got, like, his certain views of, like, doesn't believe in the establishment, so it's like he has to find these workarounds, I think.
Yeah, which is, like, I don't know, like, I'm pretty sure he's getting, like, the same truck, like, that I own.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I really wish someone would have proposed to me with my truck rather than having to, you know, buy it.
Right.
Yeah, I certainly didn't get Ethan a truck.
And then Lauren Lane had her second child, another boy. His name is Baker Weston Lane. So the big brother is named Dutton. What do you think of Haley as, you know, a fan of baking shows? What do you think of the name Baker Lane?
It's not what I would choose personally, although I do think it's better than Dutton.
Yeah, we're really a fan of that.
I was going to say that too. And like, I realize Dutton's not that different from Doug, but it's like, it's different enough.
It's different enough.
No, it's definitely different than Douglas. Like, I feel like Douglas is, like, a solid name, and then Dutton, like, how do you nickname that?
Oh, the nickname they call him is Duddy.
Oh no, no, no.
Also, people, like, remember there was so much controversy during Clayton's season that everyone called him Clay-in without the T.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that would be, you'd just Dutton. Be Dutton.
Dutton.
Yes. Yes, I feel like Baker Lane, it seems like it would be out of, like, a romance novel where there's, like, a baking theme or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But it's cute, but, yeah, not what I would go for.
If I ever write a baking-themed novel, I will call it Baker Lane.
Yes, that's a good one.
It just sounds like a street in the UK.
Like, so the theme is that there's a lane in some sort of small town, and it's just filled with bakeries and boulangeries. And then it's like it's gonna be an enemies to lover thing, I think. It's gonna be like Romeo and Juliet but with family bakeries.
I like it a little bit, like You've Got Mail.
Yeah, exactly. Except I won't make one like a conglomerate or anything. I'm looking for a literary
later in a few years. All right, so that's it for Bachelor Nation news. Let's get into these two episodes. The cliffhanger from last week. Well, Haley actually wanted to talk about you and Ethan's opinions on French fries. That was, like, the most controversial thing, I thought, is that you guys both like the limp French fries as well.
Really? See, one of my friends, actually one of the girls we went to college with, Doug, Ethan, and I, she messaged me today to be like, I completely agree with you on the fries.
Is that a Canadian thing? Because you like poutine, like, you're used to, like, having them be a little soggy.
It's not, Amy.
You like crispy fries?
No, let me jump in right now. Don't let Haley and Ethan's and our other friends' misconstrued view of what a French fry is mislead you into what our entire nation believes French fries should be.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you had such good teeth that can withstand against the crunch of a French fry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. And they're just like, they should be shoestringy and a little crispy.
I agree.
The two of you, like, waxing poetic about how soggy and floppy and, like,
I want mine to be like raw potato, basically. Yeah, like, I don't want any cook on it.
I think we found the secret of their success, though. But, like, people like that have to find each other. Like, you know, you can't. Although then you're going to be arguing about which fries you want. But I feel like, you know, that's a common ground that you can really relate on. But,
yeah.
That, like, as I've listened to this season, I've loved every minute of it, except I've been extremely offended by that take on limp French fries and Haley defending the beret as a form of, like, clothing.
How dare
I hate
when I was in France, I bought And I'm not kidding, three berets.
Good Lord.
I love a beret.
But the other cliffhanger that the episode ended on last week was Lace arriving. And so we get to see that play out with Rodney. Not really shocking how it goes, but Doug, what were your thoughts on Lace's exit here and how Rodney handled it?
So I don't really know Lace, because I started watching after Lace's, season and trip to paradise or whatever. So obviously, like, they hyped her up as being this like tornado of a person. And I thought she handled it really well. Like, she hasn't been my favorite person on this season, although I did really like her watching her get drunk and fake her birthday.
that's quintessential Lace.
Yeah, I mean, it was just excellent, right? But like, I thought she did really well with it, in that she didn't really fire it back in his face too much. So you could tell she was itching to, but she didn't go too wild with the and she sort of left with dignity and whatever. Like, I think she did as well as she could in the situation, especially given, like, I guess it seems like she didn't really want to hang around and meet any of the new men. So yeah, I don't know. I think she did okay. Maybe that Australian guy would have been good for her, but she didn't give that a chance. So.
I know. That's, I think, my biggest pet peeve with these two episodes is just, what's the point if you're not going to, isn't the point to try to stick around and see what else? Like, why put all the eggs in the basket of one person, especially when it seemed like she had her doubts? Especially
the guy, in Rodney's case, he's a good guy. Yeah. In Jill's case, really? We're crying over Jacob?
Right.
Jacob.
Yeah, I assume we'll get to that, but wow. Yeah. Like, talk about a difference. And I don't know. I guess the thing with Lace too is just I've been on the record as saying I think Eliza is maybe the most attractive person that's ever been on this show, and I stand by that. And she just seems really sweet and nice. So I don't know. And Rodney had obviously said he was really interested in her. So I don't know that you can fault him for pursuing that.
Haley, why do you think they allowed Lace to kind of break the twist early and go to the beach?
I think it might be some old school preference. I think maybe she was I don't know. They are maybe this could be good. I don't know. I really don't understand. I think maybe, because she's better friends with the producers if they've been around for a long time.
Yeah, it seemed like she didn't want to sit around. And so it's I just need to find out and I'll just leave.
That's it. I think she probably had the leverage on them and was screw it, I'll just leave then. And they were no, don't do that. And then, or the other side of that is they thought it was going to be just a nuclear bomb on the beach and they wanted the chaos.
Right. Especially timed for when he's coming back, so he can't even enjoy coming back from the date. And then she also got to deliver the news. It didn't seem like she admitted it at first, but at some point she did tell them that there are other guys there. Because that seemed to be, I was a little upset that it was the guys were just bugging her about that instead of comforting her when she first got there. What else is happening? What about everybody else? But she did.
You answer my question.
Yeah, exactly. So she did also get to create that, I don't know, paranoia.
I also want to get your opinions on the fact that another 4 hours of television and we did not see a rose ceremony.
I'm so over that at this point. It's just, I forgot that we even have rose ceremonies in the show now. Now it's just Jesse dismissing people randomly and then people leaving on their own. So I don't think this twist worked the way that they had hoped. And I don't know, we can talk through maybe what they would do on version 2, but if it's a casting issue, but it definitely didn't land with the women in any way.
No, they were absolute goons about it. And honestly, I was getting so incredibly frustrated watching Monday night's episode that I had to just be I need to go to bed, because I was I should not be this angry watching The Bachelor of all television programs. Right. It was just so frustrating that none of these women, and I get it, some people are in strong relationships, but Jill, you're telling me that Jacob is the one and you're not willing to talk to any other guy because you went on one date where he saw the outline of your boobies? Like, what are we doing?
It's right. important to note, too, that, like, Jill, who is in a relationship with Jacob, who is a Lyft driver, referred to the men that, like, the new men as, quote, hot garbage.
Right.
Like, that's wild.
It seemed like they weren't even entertaining conversations or anything. And I can't imagine that, like, if these five guys had come to the beach and there wasn't this split, I feel like these women would have gone on dates. They would have been receptive to them. But it's almost like because they're worried about how it would look, or, you know, they made a comment to the guy before they left, like, we're not going to do anything, that they were just so extreme. You know, why not just get some airtime? Just go on a date, do an activity if you're so bored at this beautiful, in this
gorgeous,
beautiful suite.
Gorgeous resort.
Yeah. Like,
I was getting really annoyed. Mm-hmm. And like, Serene, I'm not annoyed with Serene. Serene, honey, you are perfect. If you landed with Brandon, of course, I do not blame you for not wanting to like go on a date with somebody else. But like,
and they were Genevieve, at the I love you stage, basically. So,
yeah, like, I get it. Like, they're fine. I'm not mad at them. But like, Genevieve, come on, babe.
Yeah.
Like, Shanae, you're doing it right. Mm-hmm. Victoria finally got out of it and was like, oh, maybe I should actually talk to these people because I'm with Johnny, a 25-year-old guy who goes by Johnny.
Right. I'm thinking that like a producer kind of got through to Victoria or something. Like, listen, like, give these guys a chance. Like, you can still go back to Johnny if you want, but like, let's just, isn't it worth it to explore? So yeah, I'm glad.
And like, she came Jill's around. Confessionals were getting a little like maybe this is hypocritical coming from me, the person who has a podcast shit talking these people just for truly hours on hours for years. Mm-hmm. But it just got to be a little much, like, yeah, calling the guys hot trash and just being like, they suck. It's mm-hmm. like, girl, you're with Jacob.
Right. Are there any people, Doug, that you would, any guys that you would swap out, let's say, from the five new guys who came in for initial cast and vice versa? Like, would there somebody that would have made a bigger punch as like coming into the villa and tempting some of these women, or do you think it's just the way it played out and would have been the same?
Like, I think if they would have, like, instead of bringing in Aaron and James of all people, bringing in maybe like what's that guy who has the one who's with Brittany now, what's his name?
Oh, Tyler.
Like, I think he seemed like quite the commodity. So if they would have like brought him in and Alex, like, it seems like that might have, mm-hmm. you know, listened more of a reaction on the beach than just the bro squad. But yeah. I don't know. And Rick too, like, it seems like Rick really didn't get a fair shot. It would have been nice to see him. And then, you know, they're showing people coming in after now too. Like, it seems like he really drew the roughest time to come in, and like, I seem to remember, like, he's a pretty decent, everybody seems to think he's a pretty decent guy, so it's really too bad.
Yeah, because what if there's a match between Rick and Sarah or the
Australian Florence
girl. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where, like, you're talking about, I think the format is broken. So I don't know how they can fix it. I mean, I don't know if we want to jump ahead or whatever, but like, in the preview, they showed a bit of a format breaking thing. And like, it looks like Justin might be coming back.
Yeah.
So
my prayers have been answered.
Right? Yeah. And like, I don't know. I didn't think Justin was anything special, but apparently Ailey thinks he's,
have a crush on him.
Right. But I think, like, I think they could do that in the sense of, like, we've seen in the past, like, Wells giving that rose to Natasha to stay. And, you know, like, I think they could have things that, like, there are no rules for this show. Why not bring people back? Why not have people earn their way back? Like, there's all sorts of things you could do mm-hmm. to eliminate people arbitrarily and bring them back arbitrarily to just spice up what's going on.
Yeah, it seems like they missed like some kind of lineup of like who's on whose list, because it looks like Justin also likes Eliza, or they were on each other's list. And, you know, why didn't they find a way to magically make Justin's day like they did with Michael last week? I think they're just throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall, seeing what sticks. But I'm curious if Justin will, if it will be like Akira, where he has to, like, if somebody wants to leave with him, like, does he not have, like, Rose powers anymore? You know, like, Kira was just like, Romeo, I want to go, but she wasn't, like, staying. Or yeah. Will they make, like, a different exception for Justin? Like, oh, he's back on the beach.
And that's such a travesty, too, because if they would have had Kira and Romeo in this split, they would have been absolute gold.
That's true. Kira, they needed Kira for this to keep they did, like, some activity
Kira
going.
Kira would have been exceptional. Like, well, they both would have been exceptional, because, like, Kira would have, as she's entitled to do, explored some new connections with people. And Romeo would have found ways to get rejected by every single new woman.
Yes. Maybe we would have actually seen some airtime with, is it Florence? I forget her name. You know, yeah. Like, he would have gone to every woman. But yes, we did jump ahead, but I was very curious about that. And I think it makes sense to kind of go couple by couple. So we saw Lace and Rodney. Obviously, Lace left on her own accord after Rodney admitted that he had stronger feelings for Eliza. The next people who come in, was it Jill and
Genevieve?
Genevieve and Shanae and Jill were the next, like, the first ones to come
down.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So let's see. Let's do Genevieve and Aaron, because that was kind of the most, like, straightforward, I guess.
Yeah, and this was super cute. Genevieve was so nervous because she didn't think Aaron would have stayed loyal. He very much did, and kind of said, like, oh yeah, like, there was no one that could have turned my head. Like, I'm all in it with you. And she, like, sobbed, and they had a cute moment where she, like, jumped into his arms. And honestly, like, I really appreciated how, like, sweet and earnest Aaron was in this.
Yeah, I think they make sense as a couple. I'm not super excited when they're on screen, but I think they seem like a strong match.
Yeah, I'm also interested to see next week, because we see, like, Genevieve kind of lose her mind and threaten to leave. But I think, like, she needs
to. But that's like, Genevieve loses her mind and threatens to leave every half hour.
Yeah. And, like, that's why I think Aaron is great for her, because he's, like, not willing to put up with that. He's like, no, come on, stop being silly. Like, we're happy and that's fine.
Yeah. I can't believe we've skipped ahead over the part where Genevieve and Shanae got really drunk and spanked each other.
Yeah, this is really proving to me that it doesn't seem like there's any alcohol limits anymore.
Right. No. Yeah, and they entertain the idea that they might end up together. And a producer suggested that. Like, oh, we might.
Yeah, I'm here for this plot twist.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of Shanae, I think we have to go back to the Kate and Logan of it all, because last we saw, you know, Logan had gone on the date with Sarah. But we see Kate and Logan sort of have this plot twist late at night where they're just sort of talking, and she's like, well, I think there could be something here. He says, me too. But the strange thing about Kate and Logan to me was there was so much just talking about having a connection. It was like all this buildup, but we didn't really see the connection until they finally had their date. Like, where was this coming from? It almost felt like very strategic to me.
Yeah. It seemed as though they were just, like, signing a contract with one another. Like, this could have honestly been, like, a real estate deal or something.
Hey, and then she works in real estate. So.
Oh, perfect. Well, that's why. She knows how to lay things out there then.
She's like, I'm not seeing it with Jacob. Like, that's, yeah.
That's but you're fine. Seeing it with Logan?
What is it? Well, yeah, exactly.
That I have so many notes over the past multiple weeks, and I said this in my thing last week. I think Logan is the stupidest person I've ever seen on this show. Why is he popular? He doesn't even know how to look into the camera. His hair looks ridiculous. Like, he doesn't seem to be aware of who or where he is. Like, oh my god.
He never brings any energy to his ITMs. in the slightest. Just like, oh, I think I could this. I don't know.
No, and then like he'll literally like set something on fire and then just be like, oh, I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
Right. Yes. So what did you think of the move of Kate when she got her date card? And so we'd seen like the morning where she was hanging out with Logan, talking about their connection, but she hadn't talked to Jacob yet. So Jacob comes in and they like kiss each other, like, oh, hey, morning, how's everything going? So she doesn't talk to him then, but she gets a date card. And then instead of like just asking someone on a date, everyone thought she'd be asking Jacob. She's like, hey, Jacob, can we go talk for a second? And that's when she ends it and then pulls Logan. That was, I guess, the most dramatic thing that happened on that side of the beach.
Yeah, I'm glad she did that. It would have been a little harsh if she just took Logan without that conversation.
Uh-huh. And then
I love, Logan, I love that Logan didn't have the foresight to like talk to
Sarah.
Yeah,
to Sarah.
He's just like, yeah, let's go. And yeah, Sarah's
let's
like,
go. And then he sees like the frowny face and he's like, oh, I've blown it again. Like,
exactly. So then he had to talk to her after that. Yeah, I loved how like Aaron was calling that out. Like, yeah, he probably should have done it this way. But, you know, Aaron's the veteran. He's been there last year, so. And so we know Shanae coming in, she's somehow suddenly just thinking that Logan's been waiting for her. What happened? Like, what happened to the feelings for Tyler? Was it just seeing that Tyler and Brittany were hanging out? Or
yeah, that was another thing. She got angry.
Shanae was back to vintage Shanae in this episode in that, like, she tried to F Tyler in the last episode.
Yeah.
Then at the beginning of this episode, she threatened to cut off Logan's penis. and then she came back to the beach expecting it to be amazing. And then she lost it. So.
Yes. This was, kind of classic Shanae. So it seems like the new women who came in were, none of them were really fans of Shanae, and they had that kind of like, well, I'll believe it when I see it, because everybody had been telling them, oh no, she's totally changed. But it seems like if things
she had changed. She was doing so well.
But maybe because like things were going well for her.
Do you think the producers though said like when she saw Brittany and Tyler had a connection, were like, listen, you've turned over this new leaf. Just don't freak out at Brittany, like everybody likes Brittany. And then like they came back, they're like, yeah, like say whatever you want to Kate and Logan, who cares?
Yeah, I think they maybe just kept her away from Brittany, and then Genevieve made the choice like, I'm not gonna tell her. So maybe they're fighting about that now.
Extremely best move Genevieve has made all season. I also think maybe Genevieve was like, hey, don't you like Logan more than you like Tyler? Like, what is it? Are you just mad that Tyler's not showing you attention anymore?
Right. Like, she was kind of pushing, they were kind of grouped together, like, yeah, our guys are waiting for us and it'll be great.
Yeah. But
not the case. She comes back, has the conversation with Logan, and he really paced it out, like, yeah, I went on two dates. I went with Sarah and I didn't really see a connection there. But then when he's talking about, and then I went on the second date and I found someone who makes me really feel heard and seen, and that person is Kate.
Oh, and also we're not together anymore.
Yeah.
It was just very much like, wait a second here. What's happening? Mm-hmm. What are you trying to tell me? Say it in plain language, please.
Right. So this causes her to get really upset, but it seemed like even more upset was that Kate came down to sort of comfort Logan, I guess, and make out with him or cuddle up with him right where near where she was having kind of her moment to be upset.
Yeah, well, I'll say that I don't feel like Shanae has a lot of legs to stand on this episode, because like, I don't think she should be mad at Logan for not waiting for her when she did not wait for him. It's just like nobody picked her.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't chill for them to make out right where she was sitting.
Right. I also love that, like, Kate was doing, like, the talking motion with her hand and, like, just because, like,
she was, like, she was laughing. Yeah.
like, as it was breaking down. But my favorite, like, in this whole thing, the underappreciated thing was just Sarah standing up top, loving watching the whole thing burn. Like, I love that her, she was just, like,
the karma's real. Like, she's like,
yeah, this like, is she's just happening. Like, I'm very excited to watch this. And they just showed her, like, smirking as, like, everybody was just losing it on the beach.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. Also, what did you to think of Logan sort of throwing it back at Shanae? Like, because it didn't seem like he was, it seemed kind of convenient to me that he was using the, well, like, you were making out with James and that didn't make me feel good. So, like, he was like, so I had to explore.
That was a little like revisionist history.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think he has the right to explore connections. Absolutely. It's the premise of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was a little like, did you need to say that one?
It is going to be amazing on like the cast tell all or whatever. Once he now will have seen Shanae tried to like hook up with Tyler.
Yeah, he didn't know any of that part.
Yeah, like obviously I won't be watching that episode because I despise those tell all episodes. Oh, but right. Like, the amazing thing is like Logan's going to have that information, so he could make a really compelling, heartfelt plea to Bachelor Nation to be like, you know, like this may not have come off great, but like, you, knowing what I know now, I think I was not in the wrong or whatever. But like, he won't. He'll say something stupid, and it'll be wonderful. He'll be like, yeah, you know, I just didn't feel that things good. And I just wanted to pick somebody else, I think, and never looking at the camera during any of it.
So what I can applaud Shanae for is she does not say, okay, if it's not Logan, I'm leaving. She's still there.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah. And then Kate decides to, you know, this is a good time to have a conversation with Shanae.
Yeah, bad move by Kate.
Yeah.
What was Kate thinking?
I love Jessenia, like, hey, you're shorter. Like, get the higher ground. Look for the higher ground.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
But what did you think of the argument where when Shanae brought up the women tell all and how Kate really came for her and Kate kind of saying like, oh, that's totally different. That doesn't apply. That was a WWE match. And now we're here on the beach. Is it fair to be like, that still hurt my feelings?
Yeah.
I mean, I certainly think it applies, but I also don't think, I don't think of all people who want to call back to their season, like Shanae should be calling back because she just said horrible, horrible things right. about every person.
Yeah. Yeah. We could dig back there and it's like, okay, you're just going to keep digging up stuff. So it's not like it was just Kate coming for her in any way.
Yeah. Like I don't love Kate going to talk with her, but I did love Kate's take that said Shanae needed extensive therapy and ayahuasca to turn over a new leaf.
There was some great comedy in this second episode, I will say. Or maybe that was too, part of the like, first episode, but I can't remember.
Yeah, Aaron's various professions were wonderful.
Not a real astronaut, not a real therapist. Like, she needs to do this. She needs a personality transplant. She needs this.
Or Johnny's various geometry beach intonations. Yeah. Like.
Yes. All right, let's move on to Jill and Jacob. So yeah, we have a lot of bones to pick with Jill on how she acted during and I think even she tweeted something like, these guys were not hot garbage, like what was wrong with me, like they're hot or something. So I think she's like looking back and rewatching, she's probably like, why did I, you know?
Yeah. And like I don't think Jill's a bad person or like rude or whatever. I just think the producers were probably hyping her up so much. They're like, this is hilarious. You are so funny. And she was just like, I know, I'm going to keep going on this.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep drinking and yelling and, you know, exaggerating and whatever. And like, I think that's when you're in a certain environment, it would just cater to someone who is a little dramatic in the statements they make, just being like, yeah, say some more, say some more, say some more.
Yeah, I think I was just surprised that because she was so lively and kind of the camera loved her the first, you know, her first time like the first few days on the beach and so forth, and she was had all that drama with Romeo, I thought she would feel like, yeah, I can go on a date. Doesn't have to be like super romantic. Like, I'll just entertain something, like to entertain myself here, rather than like that she actually just was sitting in her room crying the whole time.
Especially like Jacob. Yeah. Jacob. Like,
really? Brandon, I get crying over. I would cry over him too. I have cried over him. But like Jacob, like the guy who literally picked, like who got dumped by somebody, who got rejected by somebody and was single and still didn't pick you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it was that magical date they had or he was really good at convincing her. Because he was very quick to sort of explore other options and
also tell her that she wasn't it when she came back to the beach.
Even when he had nobody. Right. So she had already sort of said, like, if something happened, then I'm going to leave. It seems almost more like an embarrassment thing. Like, okay, I just don't want to stick around and like be eliminated. So I'm just going to go. Yeah. But again, like there's new guys there. There could be new guys coming down. And things change. I just wish like she would have stuck around.
Yeah, me too.
What did you think of Jacob sort of like strategizing with Michael? Like, well, what should I say? And Michael's like, well, maybe she found somebody and they're kind of rooting for that. Like, maybe you don't have to say anything. Like,
maybe you don't have to say anything. Hopefully.
I feel like
they knew it was going to be bad.
Michael just gave the script to Jacob that he used with Sierra. Like, it was just like, hey, I want you to use some of these same key points, but you're dumber than I am, so you won't do as well with it.
Like, it worked for me, yeah.
Yeah, the producers brought in a special person for me. Maybe they'll do that for you. Like,
but hey, this is how it worked out with Brittany and Andrew, who we see next. So this was pretty, like, it seemed like they were sort of testing each other out. Like,
yeah, definitely. Definitely testing each other.
How did it go here? And I liked how Brittany was like, well, yeah, I think at this point it just makes sense for me to pursue Tyler. Like, just that, I don't know, like the way it lined up. And then, but yeah, they were just sort of like dropping a little bit of information here and there. And it's like, yeah, no hard feelings. Like, we're buddies.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was actually quite nice. And like I have written down, like, I think throughout the season, Brittany's been in a few sticky situations, but she always seems to have behaved with a lot of integrity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because she's like a sane adult person.
Yeah.
Right.
But like she like dodged those two kisses at one point, but like still like did them in okay ways. And then like, yeah, like she's just. She just, it seems like they've dropped a normal person into this crazy.
Right.
Crazy, crazy world.
Right. So Brittany and Tyler haven't really had an official date. Brittany and Andrew didn't, and Andrew and Jesenia haven't. So I would expect that we would see that at some point. Like, it just seems like some couples aren't really given. Like, Shanae had so many dates, but where is it for some?
Andrew and Jesenia don't deserve a date after they chose to make out in their clothes in a shower. Like, they're just so, so irresponsible.
Yeah, like, who are they? Shakira and the Hips Don't Lie video? Like, no, I don't want
to, like, think of the laundry service. Like,
I'm not thinking of the laundry service. I am thinking of the potential for a UTI.
Mold on the clothing as well.
Yeah, like, I hope your margaritas are made with cranberry juice or else we are in trouble.
Talk to Wells. Yes. And then one thing I was curious about, too, is when Jesse, like, let the women know, like, OK, it's time to head back. And he made the point to say, like, you don't all have to go together. It's like, how hard is it to like, get like, do they want to keep, you know, Serena and Victoria back a little bit to make the guys nervous? Like, oh, what happened? Are Probably. They with other guys? It just they all can fit in the van, you know?
Yeah, the blunt reality is they just didn't have enough cameras to cover all of the drama the way they wanted.
Yeah,
like, they made them go back in shifts.
Yes.
And the cover-up for that was Jesse saying, like, you don't have to all go back together. Like, there's no chance. You cannot like, tell
Serene
me.
Serene would have wanted to run.
Serene was going to be like, yeah, I'll wait till later in the day.
Yeah, I'll hang out with Adam a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then... Another thing I'm curious about, why did Jesse, like, was this just like, yeah, the Olu situation, or Rick and Olu were not good TV and they just, the twist didn't play out how they wanted? Because I would think they would still want for the dramatic effect, like all five guys to go back to the beach. Otherwise, why didn't Jesse do the same thing with the guys? Like, okay, of these new women, who are you feeling? Like, nobody's like seems to be interested in the Australian girl, or like, is anyone still interested?
Well, the Australian girl is different. They paid for a much more expensive plane ticket to Mexico.
That's why they're getting their
return on investment here.
Yeah, they can't. They're like, we already have their return ticket booked. Like, they're staying as long.
Yeah, that's an expensive flight.
They can't turn around, because Jesse was really pushing, like, what about Adam? Like, the accent, huh?
And they're like, oh, yeah, he's fine. Okay, well, he's coming back.
Sounds all right. Like, you're interested, he gets to stay for some reason, even though, like, he doesn't have any, like, it's like nobody has a connection with
nobody's
him.
Nobody's looked at
nobody
him.
Has a connection with Rick. Adam stayed.
Yeah.
Again, there's no expensive ticket.
There's no difference.
Yes, there's some things that definitely need to be ironed out. Then we see Serene and Victoria head back together. And so Serene and Brandon just like run into each other's arms.
This was one of the cutest things I've ever seen. And I did tear up.
Brandon did have a funny tweet where it was like how I thought I looked running on the beach. And it was The Rock, like the Baywatch movie. And then like a clip of him or a still of him running. And it just like looked really goofy. Like he was not like, I don't know, like definitely not Rock posture, because he was just so giddy to see Serene.
They are so cute together, and honestly, I know at the beginning of the season I said I was mad because they had definitely talked before coming here. I take all of that back. I love them so much. I believe in this couple getting married, in real marriage.
Yeah, and it was funny to me that whenever Serene had an ITM, she's worried about the drama, like when she got back and what could happen, but it was never about her and Brandon. It was always like, yeah, like some of my friends could be brokenhearted, or like I don't want to see more people get hurt. It was never about like, Brandon might be going on a date. He did like have some doubts though once he learned there are other guys there. So, but he didn't really need to at all.
Yeah, I enjoyed the reunion a lot. I loved Brandon's admission of love, and they dropped the L-bomb the first time, and he just like, I don't want to nap with anyone else. Like, I don't want to nap without you again, and I don't want to eat breakfast without you again. And like, to me, like that's what love is. Like those like small sweet moments. So I had a great time with Brandon this episode. Like what a guy. Do you think Michelle's watching Bachelor in Paradise? Like,
I think she has
regretting her
regretting decision?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Like, and she's probably like,
I don't, she wouldn't admit it though.
No, she would. Well, she's probably DMing who is the basketball guy, the other guy. Yeah, Joe. Like, just.
Yeah.
Mr. Basketball, what are you up to? Like, so.
Hey, I would be rooting for that to see the full circle. Yeah.
I liked with Brandon and Serene the fact that like they got together, they admitted that they loved each other, and then their take was like, where should we go to avoid the drama? Like you can tell they just see all of the other crap going on on the beach as just this mild inconvenience to them having this really nice vacation.
Yeah, for sure.
But they also used, like, at least Brandon did, like, because he was going so crazy about, you know, why is she, like, what could be happening? That was why he knew he loved her. So that'll just give the producers more fodder. Like, oh, okay. Like, this is really about love, you guys. This is how you know you love somebody. So I think they'll just run with that as an excuse for like, oh, yeah, it's okay to torture everyone. So I don't think this twist will go away. I think they need to tweak it a little bit, but I think we'll see it. Although with Victoria and Johnny, it seemed like she really missed him in the same way. Like, I miss having breakfast with him. I miss like seeing him every morning. But we did see before they headed back that she and Alex went on a date. And it all started with him rubbing her head. He
leaves this the most sensual head rub.
Would you appreciate someone just coming up to you and doing that? Do they need a little lead in?
I would appreciate somebody whomst I trust giving me a head rub. I don't love the idea of a strange man giving me a head rub.
Yeah, so I have to think there was some kind of like making eyes at each other, something that would make him think like this will be welcome right now. But that really like
I feel like it probably started with like an innocent head scratch, right? Like just like a quick like bup, bup, and then like,
hey,
but it didn't even seem like they like had a connection before, or but I don't, you know, I don't know. Who am I to judge?
She like it clear it seemed like she was like seemed like she was into him and she was just trying to avoid him, right? So she was probably giving him the eye a little bit or whatever, but yeah, I don't know. And let me just say, I don't approve of giving random head rubs to people. I would never endorse that type of, type of behavior. I am on the record, but it seemed to work in this instance. So
it kind of reminded me of like how a showmance might start on a show like Big Brother, where it's like, okay, we're all just quarantined here together. And like, who knows when I'll see like my real boyfriend, and hey, like I just want to cuddle, or I just like he's cute and like he's the cutest person here. So, or I'm wondering too if Alex had gotten clued in a little bit, like, yeah, well, like if Victoria had told the producers like, well, he's totally my type and I don't want to have anything to do with that because I want to stay loyal, and they could kind of give him like, oh, I think she was making eyes at you, you know, so giving him a little bit of like a hint or something too. But she does say that he checks off a lot of like everything on her list, and that he's very similar to some of her exes, which not necessarily a good thing, but it's I guess implying that it's her type.
Can we ask about which exes he is similar? Like, is he similar to the Chase Iowa Rice farmer that she hooked up with during COVID? Is he similar to the loopy pilot who used to like lead the show?
Not seeing a similarity.
Is he similar to the country music musician that she apparently hooked up with one time? Is he similar to the married man that she allegedly has broken up?
That might be it, because we don't know who that person is. So maybe it was the married man that, yeah, the story that came out allegedly. But Haley, can we take a moment?
Allegedly.
To appreciate Alex, who has not been on any BIP before. I think he was maybe on an Australian season. It seemed like he was not going to do these shows. So for him to return, one of the underrated, like forgotten contestants that is extremely hot.
Hot and like so forgettable. Like so, just so forgettable.
Not as bad as Ben Z, who was really hot, but like just didn't bring any personality.
God, we love Ben Z, didn't we?
Yes.
They just, the frustrating thing about Alex is they haven't used him to his full potential. In that, like, they should have tried, like, they've hooked up, you know, people who are similar, and that's these amazing match night in heaven or whatever. They should have tried to hook him up with Christina Schulman. Because Alex's parents are Russian, so he speaks Russian. So they could have had all these like
this guy.
Yeah, they could have had amazing like subtitle moments of them on the beach, like speaking Russian to each other, and it would have been this like lovey dovey thing, and then they could have faked the subtitles and that would have been funny. And yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if Christina is like just totally done with the show, but she would be, because remember she was rumored to be like in consideration for Bachelorette. So I feel like she's like not going to do it unless she's Bachelorette.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But yeah, I think Alex should have been like a day two arrival. And then we have seen like a very different landscape of people pursuing him. But I was pleasantly surprised with him. Like, the rapport he had with Victoria and just kind of understanding her situation, but being really happy to be on a date, and they were kind of jokey. So, you know, Jill said none of the guys were funny, and it is like none of the guys really like were quirky or really pop on screen the same way as some of the guys back at the beach, but like, come on, they're more interesting than Jacob.
She's clearly holding like Alex's success against him. Like, that's the thing. Like, I love Tyler with his New Jersey midway stand is like miles ahead success wise of Jacob and his Lyft driving couch selling ways.
Right. Like, well, what does Alex do? Because then we saw Michael saying like, oh yeah, he's tall, dark, handsome, and wealthy. So everything Victoria could want. Like, I don't know like what his background is, but yeah, I guess compared to Johnny, where, you know, we saw in Gabby's hometown visit that he was kind of worried, like being financially set up for like not being ready for marriage. And it seems like Johnny and Victoria had talked about probably like how his season went and that he wasn't there in paradise for an engagement. And that seemed to be kind of weighing on her mind when she came back and talking to him that like she wants something out of this experience and was hoping to get engaged at the end of it if she meets the right guy. And it's totally fine if he's not there, but that might not be the match for her. So
yeah, like I thought she was being incredibly clear in her intentions here. Mm-hmm. And I think as much as she likes Johnny, and like that's all well and good, but like this isn't the guy. He can't commit. Like he couldn't even commit to like, what are your goals?
Yes, he couldn't answer that question. Oh, if that's what you want to know, then
you literally have a career,
right? He couldn't name a goal and got really defensive. Yeah,
name
about
a
that.
Goal.
Mm-hmm.
For a dog,
like,
name a goal.
I sympathize with him because he's what, 25, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like when I was 25, I was that same exact mess of like no career, no career aspirations. Yeah. Like I could have been on this show and would have answered the exact same way of just like, oh, no. Yeah. Like, I guess I'm going to go back to school in 2 years, maybe for some reason.
Like, hey, I'm on VIP. I want that Instagram money, but I can't say it. So just
like, yeah, he couldn't say it. He's like, I want to be an influencer just like you, babe.
Right. Yeah, let's want to be an influencer couple now. Let's do the Jaden Tanner thing.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted him to say in that moment, was just like, what is your job? Like, what are your career aspirations?
Uh-huh. I kept wondering, like, I agree, like she handled it really well and was really considerate of him, and then came back to talk to him again after, like, gave him a little breathing room. But I kept thinking like, oh, how old is she? Like, is she 30? Like, because she was talking about like, okay, I want to have kids right away. And she's only 28. Like she's 3 years older than him. It's not this huge age difference that I was thinking. I'm like, oh, is she 32? And, you know, she's older than I remember, but she's just in a different place, I guess. And Alex is in that exact same place, or so he says. But could he just be saying that because, you know, that he can clue into that's what she wants to hear?
I mean, I guess, but then she's going to figure out pretty quick that that's like not true.
Yeah.
I think she's also,
Victoria has a pretty good like bullshit meter.
But I also feel Victoria has a pretty good like chameleon meter.
Sure.
In the like, remember on Peter's season, she sort of played that whole role of like, I'm shy and I'm
true,
you know, whatever. And then it just came out like, this isn't who you are. And it's that same of like, I feel like this is maybe going to come off as harsh. I feel like she might be saying some of these things just to entertain things with Alex more than she initially thought she could. Right. I'm just like, oh yeah, now I have this list of things and suddenly I want to have five kids. And mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah. Cause when I saw her come back, it did seem like she and Johnny were really happy to see each other. It didn't seem like it's totally over with them.
No.
So we eventually see the three guys arrive, and it is kind of awkward at that point when,
yeah, I think Alex introduces Victoria himself. Didn't play it off well here. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine she's three cranberry margaritas deep.
Yeah, because right. She like screamed for Alex, yeah. And like went like running up to him, and yeah, it just
in
didn't
like a voice, like in a pitch that I've never heard her use before.
Yeah. And then we also saw Jessenia pull Tyler, but she kept calling him Alex. So did she think he was Alex, and she wanted to meet Alex, or like it was strange for her to go after Tyler when it's like, hey, you're with the girl who used to be with my guy, and like, okay, yeah, like, shouldn't you be happy about that?
I like to give the benefit of the doubt because the show is the show. Didn't love that.
Mm-hmm.
didn't love that. It felt like just Senia wanting to be like, oh, like I got your guy originally. Well, I'm going to get your other guy.
Right. I have to think that she thought that was Alex and was like, oh, I haven't met Alex. Because, you know, it's like, okay, you don't know. You just know he's like good looking and fit or something. And
yeah,
like, okay, I don't remember anyone from Rachel Lindsay's season. I don't know anyone from the new season. So. So then she's like has to play it off like, oh, Tyler. OK, so
yeah.
I'm hoping that. But we kind of end off on Johnny just looking upset. And that's sort of the cliffhanger because he sees, you know, Victoria and Alex laughing and talking. And I don't know. I guess we'll see. But yeah, we saw the preview that Justin arrives. Looks like he breaks up Rodney and Eliza. So. I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing him back, but why can't they just let some of these couples be in peace? They wanted to meet each other.
It's like they had everybody in quarantine still, and they're like, well, you know what? Let's just try this again.
Yeah. Do you think we'll see? Like,
why is he coming back?
I don't know.
He never left, I guess. How long were they really away at these estates? Was it like 2 days?
Yeah,
like my perception is so warped because like if we're going on our regular schedule, it's like a rose ceremony every 3 days. So what has it been like 6 days? Like what is happening here?
Yeah.
Like yeah. I feel like we're seeing everything in real time.
And now who has the power going forward? Is it the women? Is it the men? I can't remember who did it last because it's been so long.
It looked like Victoria was holding a rose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Johnny at least holds out. He doesn't just leave and say. Okay, if it's not me, so we'll see. But if she chooses Johnny, then is Alex just going to go? Like, can he, who's Florence going to choose?
Yeah, I wish it could be more a little bit like a Love Island recoupling, where it's like, you recouple and you're with the person you want to be with, but it doesn't mean that the people who aren't picked are automatically go home. They're just, like, single.
Right. Yeah, I think there's maybe
I just want the show to be Love Island.
Yeah. I think there's definitely lessons we learned for like next season's castmates too. Like, don't just totally assume that everything's going well or that you should just sort of stay on your own and hang out with your friends and not entertain these new connections because like look what happened to Jill, Shanae, like just like sort of live in the present moment, I think. And
yeah.
You don't have to like cross any boundaries that you wouldn't want to cross. You don't have to kiss the guy or anything, but you can just say like, yeah, we went on a date. I talked to all the guys and like, just so you know what you're dealing with. And then when you come back, if the guy that you thought was with you isn't with you anymore, you have some more options.
Yeah.
I feel like a really great way to do it would be like, if you actually just made next season, like a huge twist, like, like a purgatory style thing or something where like the actual prize is like getting eliminated and being at the hotel. And then like all of the eliminated people are at the hotel living in much nicer, like,
oh, that's kind of like F-Boy Island.
Yeah. Like they could call it Reject Hotel and everyone just like, oh, you were eliminated. But now all these other really attractive people who are eliminated are here. And you don't have to worry about like whatever. And they could just sort of film it as like a side thing and it'd be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, Haley, we've talked about just sending the happy couples away somewhere, like Honeymoon Island or something, because we're just somewhere. Like anywhere. Brandon and Serene. Yeah, super cute. But like, we know no one's going to shake them up. Just go there and we'll love see you, like check in every once in a while.
Yeah, we'll see you at the like proposal spot.
Right. All right. Well, we have a couple questions. Allie Lasher says why, but also how.
I've been asking myself that more this season than any other season in our 8 years of podcasting. I'm just like getting really frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't be getting frustrated over The Bachelor.
Yeah. And I mean, I never would have thought maybe I just was not like always a fan of Dancing with the Stars. But now where I'm like, I really just want to watch Dancing with the Stars first.
Yeah. Maybe we should just have a Dancing with the Stars podcast instead. Doug, would you watch Dancing in the Stars to listen to our podcast?
Probably not. No, I'd probably switch to the wrestling podcast instead.
You should probably listen to that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I want to be a guest on that sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can hook you up.
Thanks.
Also, you might. Okay. So Allie hosts a podcast about the challenge. Mm-hmm. You may really like the challenge.
Maybe. This is the thing. When people hear that I watch The Bachelor and that I write in my takes to you and blah, 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 they're like, ooh, you should always check out like X, Y, or Z reality show. And my answer is always like, no chance. Like, this is the threshold for what I can handle of this type of television.
That's a high threshold, though.
Yeah, but like I'm all in on this franchise. I'm able to remember people's names. I'm curious about their backgrounds, blah, 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 blah. But like I could not do it for anything else. Like, this is it.
Okay.
I can't relate.
We are honored.
Okay, sure.
Justin,
Amy and I text every week about how we're like shipping one of the pros and dancers on Dancing with the Stars and how like we don't care about anything else.
That's. I do like when they get together and they wreck marriages.
Yes. Justin Feinberg, I'm behind still, but I watched the first hour plus of Monday's episode and I have a question. How did the dude who flip-flopped on Rachel and Gabby's season and flip-flopped some more in Paradise become such a hot commodity? Is this another instance where a wet lettuce, in this case Rick, would have been preferable?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I just am not getting Logan's appeal.
No, Logan is the stupidest person. Like, he is the stupidest person.
Yeah, the only thing I think of is like he's really tall and I think he looks older than he is. So people maybe like project like, oh, he's like wise or something, but he's definitely not.
Yeah, like I love that we saw in the preview that Kate's going to be like, no, I'm.
But with Hayden, though.
Yeah, who really sucks. I am like starting to doubt her picker, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know that she's really picking for longevity.
Sure.
What will cause the drama? What makes sense? We also see the twins show up, and it looks like Shanae goes on a date with them.
What an absolute nightmare!
And it looks like Shanae smooches Jacob too.
Oh yeah, like that was from the beginning. It was like the two of them night one, and then that didn't last.
Yeah, no, I liked my roommate was up north visiting some friends of ours this week, and one of them watches Bachelor in Paradise. So my roommate, Taylor, who like never watches this show, was forced to watch it. And his one comment to me was, hot take, Victoria F. is worse than Shanae. Which is,
you know what? I'm willing to say, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I defended my girl, Victoria F. Because I do think Shanae is worse because of all the vitriol she spews at people around her.
But I feel like you know what you're getting with Shanae.
Yeah.
Well, Victoria's shadier.
That is the thing. And he was like, he's like, I might be right. I'm like, well, to prove your point, just look up Victoria F. criminal record.
Oh, I forgot about bringing up so many things that I just completely forgot.
Your girl's got a DWI, among other things. So,
oh, God.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, because that was the COVID thing. Like, it's Chris Soules, who also, like, has some really horrific things. Anyway, they coupled up, and
Yeah, that was during COVID.
Yeah, that
she's
was
like,
the person
I'll just
that
go
she,
to Iowa. It's safe there.
Yeah, she moved to Iowa, I guess, during COVID. Maybe she thought she'd have five kids with him. So
yeah, he would have been ready for that timeline, I think. all right, I need to hear your takes on this. Will Harrington asks, what would it take for you to cry over Jacob? Let's come up with a scenario
here. I would have to like trip over his legs and break my arms. Like, literally cry over him.
Did you see that Casey actually has like not walked since Paradise?
Yes.
He has had like multiple surgeries. Yeah. So I could see, crying from that kind of scenario.
I still think he faked his pass out and just inadvertently broke his ankle.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to think of what it would take for me to cry over Jacob. That would be like
maybe it's like some sort of lift situation, like where he doesn't let you out of the lift.
Yeah, like somehow I'm out of money. I thought
he was a mortgage broker. I don't know. Like, so was it fair for Jill to be calling him out? Like, oh, I'm crying over someone who's a Lyft driver. Like,
no,
I feel like we all know that person who's been XYZ things you can get into. Like, oh, I'm a Lyft driver, but I'm also now like a financial consultant, and I'm also now running my own landscape business, and I'm also now blah blah blah. And it's always like,
I have all this passive income,
get rich quick schemes. Uh-huh. I feel like Jacob is just a get rich quick schemer,
and going on BIP is just another one. Yeah, of
it's
those.
Just part of it's just part of that journey for him.
Yes. All right. Well, that's it for questions. But Doug, did you have any other takes that we didn't cover?
I don't think so. Aside from the fact that, like, I loved the Casa Amor twist. I realize for the two of you, it was like it was this thing from Love Island, right? Like,
but it's my favorite. You know what? It's my favorite twist of all time. The first time when I was sitting watching season 3 of Love Island and the Casa Amor twist came up, it was bananas. It was the best television I've ever seen. It was the biggest twist. It was so crazy. And Casa Amor is still great every time. And if it's not great, they make it great. So in season 7, there was a lot of established couples. And then so they took, and like the girls refused to talk to the guys. Refused.
Oh, okay. So similar situation.
Very. So you know what they did? They sent the girls a postcard of all of their guys kissing other girls and like flirting and all this other stuff.
Yeah, they need to do something like that. Like, you have to work on the fly.
I think that's sort of what I was thinking the whole time. It was like, it opens up this Pandora's box of the fact that, like, it's sort of like a where we're going, there are no rules sort of situation, right? Like, and I feel like the producers are beginning to embrace that with the sort of like, it's just so blatant. And I know a lot of people are complaining about the like Michael and Danielle situation of just like, oh, he's a favorite. But like,
but if it's going to be a blatant producer interaction, like, well, then guess what? Make it more blatant.
Make it more blatant. That's absolutely it. Like I want to see someone who's like, oh, somebody gets eliminated and like they want to bring them back, then give Wells magic powers to be like, oh, you know what? Suddenly I've got a bring back token and this person's coming back. Or like if someone like Pizza Pete's a real jerk, I want to see like somebody show up in the middle of the date on the boat and throw him off and be like, he's been eliminated for fun. And like, just give me like, make it more extreme. Make it like, yeah.
Or what if they did something like you could earn information? Like if you go on a date, you can earn information about something happening on the other side.
That's another like twist in Love Island is movie night. So the guys are a team and the girls are a team. And then they have to answer trivia questions. And whoever gets like whatever team gets it right gets to select a movie. And it's always one of the guys or one of the girls like doing something kind of shady.
Ah, yeah. I was
and it always
too,
causes drama. Like, it's the best.
Yeah. Or what if like Jesse came in with, you know, how he said, like, I can just tell you that it's a very different beach. Like, what if he gave like a little bit more like a blind item? Like, one guy on the beach went out with Sarah and Kate and made out with them both or something. And then they could all speculate like, that's definitely Aaron, or, you know, like, I'm going to go on a date now or something.
Yeah, that's great. I love that idea.
Yeah, there's so much they can do, and they're clearly just apparently stealing it all from Love Island, which is great.
But not enough, apparently.
Yeah. But like, it's doable. But I guess getting back to my original point, I know for seasoned watchers of reality television, this was sort of like, oh, they just stole it. But for me, it's made the season much, much more enjoyable. Nice. And yeah, like, it's just,
I wish they went farther with it, though. Like, I wish, like, it's, I was so excited for it, and then I was so let down because I know how good it can be.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But this is their first try at it. But like, you got to believe that.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I mean, I also don't know whether the show is even going to air again next year. It sounds like their ratings are really low and blah blah blah. But like,
Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm. Yeah.
I also think like the people they bring in on each side, like, I like having random people from other countries come in, but I think almost those should be not in this twist, because I think it should be people that were on somebody's list, like, so someone that someone is expecting or waiting for.
Like, was Rick on somebody's list?
No.
Yeah, they need like a stronger cast of intruders.
I like the idea too of like the inverse of that, of having people show up on the beach to begin with that clearly would not be on your list, but maybe suddenly you'd be like, oh, this person is really cool.
Right. Like the Michael and Sierra, like, wasn't an expected pairing or
but more those like those international people. Like I would love to see some of the people, like I would love to see that the woman who lives here where I live, like the woman from my hometown who's been on Bachelor in Paradise Canada.
Who has like squirrels?
Yeah. The one who keeps squirrels as pets and is a professional cosplayer. Bring her to the beach day one, because by and large, people on the American Bachelor may not, well, almost certainly won't know who she is. I mean, Logan didn't even know who people on the normal show were. Right. So she seems different and cool. Like, bring her on. And like, I would love to see that and then have the people who are on lists show up in the Casa Amor piece. Like, I feel like there's just way more room for shakeups and opportunity that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely room for improvement. And hopefully they'll take our ideas into account.
But I guess that's the encouragement, is like, I realize they could have done this better, but at least they're doing something. Like, it's not just the same old tried things we've seen for the last few seasons. Like,
yeah, I did like seeing that the cast was thrown by it. Like, they were a little too thrown by it. Like, they were protesting by not going on dates and things like that. But it just like, they think they know the show. So it's nice to see like a twist can really make an impact in that way.
So. Yeah, it was nice to see that. The one other thing I noticed this year was it was nice to see one person finally at long last try to go surfing on this beach. It took how many years to see someone take one of those crappy surfboards out and try? And I was just over the moon about that.
That was Johnny, right? With Victoria commenting.
It was. And yeah, Victoria was commenting about like how bad he was and blah, blah. And I can only assume that's the way people talk about me when I surf too, because I feel like I'm just like killing it. And they're just like, oh my gosh, look at him. He's just a disaster.
Well, Doug, is there anything that you would like to plug?
No, of course not. I have nothing to plug.
Welcome to Doug's Plugs.
For the first time in my life, I posted an article I wrote from like my workplace on my Instagram recently in a story. That's it. That's all I've got. So if you want to learn about why British politics is a mess right now, seek out my Instagram. But aside from that, just leave me alone.
All right. Well, Haley, one thing that we want to plug is the Love is Blind or Wrap Up, because Love is Blind is back. And I haven't started watching it, but I definitely will be watching.
I haven't either, but I am truly going to watch it I can listen to the podcast. Like, I have it like all saved up in my podcast feed, like so rare and to go, because I love Asia and Mary's coverage of it. And like, I'm pretty sure I live texted or like live messaged both of them last season, but like, oh my God, I'm weeks behind, but this is so what like, I think what about your thoughts about? On this. This is so crazy.
Yes. I love having that. Like when like doing the Netflix binge and then you can have a podcast coordinating with it. So yeah. And this one caught me off guard that Love is Blind was back already. So that's exciting too. I just like didn't have a time to slot it in. So I'm like dying to get started. But yeah, Mary Kwiatkowski and Asia Welch are the hosts, and you can keep up with their coverage, and whether you're live right now or when you start binging the series, to see who they predict will end up together and, you know, what they think of the couples. And I don't know, is it in, it's in Texas this year?
I think so.
Where they're from. But
yeah. I think they use like the same, like this is just my theory, that they just use the same production crew. They finished the ultimatum and immediately filled the hotel with people from Love is Blind.
Right. They actually bring them to like the same set every time. But like all the people are from the same like geographical area, so that maybe they could work out in the real world. Maybe. Yes. So definitely tune in to and subscribe to the Love is Blind or Wrap Up. And if you subscribe to the Wrap Up's feed, you'll get this podcast, that podcast, and a host of other amazing podcasts. So definitely check it out. Haley, anything else that you would like to plug?
Just as usual, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @8strong_, and check out everything I am reading at the Strong Library. Not this past week, but the week before, I posted like 6 reviews or something crazy. I read a lot during my trip, and I put them all
up. Nice.
Were any of them about berets?
No, I don't think so. A lot of historical romance going on, though. I will say that.
Tisk tisk.
And you can find me.
If you do want to see me in a beret, you can head to my Instagram. I do have a photo of me in a beret on it.
Yeah, so you can have your own take of whether berets are in or not. I would say so.
I'm sure you look marvelous, Haley. Like just yeah.
And you can find me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. And until next time, thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.